Tonight, amid the president's growing clash with Europe over the war with Iran, the Pentagon set to pull thousands of U.S. troops out of Germany. A spokesperson announcing the withdrawal of approximately 5,000 troops from Germany. This decision follows a thorough review of the department's force posture in Europe. Pentagon officials telling NBC News it includes one brigade combat team, but won't impact massive medical support bases like Landstuhl. There are approximately 38,000 U.S. troops in Germany, the most in Europe, and the reductions will bring U.S. forces down to 2022 levels before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It comes after President Trump's public rift with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. Earlier this week, the president saying the U.S. was, quote, studying and reviewing the possible reduction of troops in Germany, after Merz said the Iranian regime had humiliated the U.S. during negotiations and that America has no strategy. But after President Trump's threat to remove U.S. troops, Merz quickly backtracked, saying, Iran must come to the negotiating table. It must no longer hold the entire region and ultimately the whole world hostage. All of it as President Trump has recently slammed NATO allies.
We spend hundreds of billions of dollars a year on NATO, hundreds of protecting them. And we would have always been there for them. But now, based on their actions, I guess we don't have to be, do we?
Courtney is with us here on set in Washington. And Court, you have some new reporting tonight on the timing of all of this.
Yeah, Hallie, the 5,000 U.S. troops will leave Germany over the next 6 to 12 months. Now, asked why now, a Pentagon official tells us that Europe has not stepped up when America needed them and, quote, this cannot be a one-way street.